Republican-led Michigan legislature to hold hearings on election fraud claims. By Amy Furr on November 7, 2020. The Republican-led Michigan legislature will hold hearings Saturday to consider fraud claims regarding the presidential election. Every single legal vote needs to be counted, regardless of who cast it or who they voted for, said Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield, R. Levering, according to the Daily Journal. And then the candidate who wins the most of those votes will win Michigan's electoral votes, just like it always has been. Nothing about that process will change in 2020, he continued. Multiple allegations of election fraud, typos, and glitches were made after the election on Tuesday. Questions followed after a software glitch initially gave roughly 5,000 votes cast for President Donald Trump to former Vice President Joe Biden in Antrim County, sparking a manual recount, the newspaper said. In a statement Friday, State Senator Ed McBroom, R. Vulcan, wrote, "One candidate seems to be willing to pour gas on every potential fear and doubt about the integrity of the system while the other seems uninterested in some very troubling reports and witness testimony. We need to let the system we have worked through these problems. It will take time and involve lawyers and arguments. That's okay and has worked before in contested elections," McBroom noted. A Michigan Republican county official won re-election in a race he conceded this week after a fixed computer glitch put him back in the lead, according to Breitbart News. Apparently, there was a technical glitch in Rochester Hills. "And so, I actually ended up winning by a little over 1,100 votes," Adam Kokendorfer told reporters. In a statement Wednesday, Michigan Republican Party Chairman Laura Cox said, "The irregularities reported this morning are incredibly troubling, especially given how close the election results are in Michigan. At this point, it is unclear whether or not these issues were caused by incompetence or corruption, but the fact that they exist is of great concern. And the Michigan Republican Party will spare no expense to expose the truth of what happened in Tuesday's election," she concluded.